Hello everyone, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. And this is saying Quiescat in Pace to Sam Neill. There's only since he died I actually found out his name was Nigel. And Sam wasn't even known his name, Nigel John Dermot Neill. But he was knighted some years ago, which I also wasn't aware of. So Sam Neill is born in Northern Ireland, and he was English on one side. One of his parents was born in New Zealand to parents from Ulster and so on. So, yeah, it's his paternal grandparents who was from there. So he was born in Omagh, County Tyrone. Unfortunately, the town, which much later became notorious for the Omagh bomb, 1998. So he moved to New Zealand when he was seven. So must have had a Northern Irish accent to begin with. But then he felt that the name Nigel wasn't tough enough, so he decided to go by Sam, and that was it. So you know, not that academic. And then he went to the University of Canterbury, not in Kent, in New Zealand, where he was reading law, but he kept failing his exams. So he tried to do something else, and that's why he got into acting university and decided to make a career of that. So that's where he changed to a different degree course. He'd even had a speech impediment at some point. So he was in television in New Zealand in the 1970s. And New Zealand was in more of a backwater than it is now. And New Zealand's a very rich country from organic farming and not sure what else, and highly developed. But like a lot of New Zealanders in the old days, they felt they're sort of the edge of the world. And many of them were recent British immigrant stock. Well, these even born in the UK. And they had the automatic right to go and live in the United Kingdom. If they had one parent born in the UK, they're British citizens. If they had one grandparent born in the UK, they had ancestry visas, go back and get indefinitely to remain after 4 years, get citizenship after that. Of course, he was a British citizen, Irish citizen from birth, and a New Zealand citizen, so a triple citizen. Looking to Great Britain and Ireland as the mother country or countries, and so forth. He worked in Australia. Australia and New Zealand do this mutuality of residence rights. So all Kiwis have the right to live and work in Australia and vice versa. So there's a very well-known show, The Sullivans, which came out in Australia in the 70s, but it was set just after the Second World War. And wow, how the fashions have moved on. Okay, so he's in various minor Australian films then, because, you know, New Zealand's not a big country now, but when he was growing up, only had like about 2 million people. So, yeah, they felt they're the edge of the world. And they really looked to the UK and to a lesser extent, Australia. Okay, so he's making it big in films. And he was in Ivanhoe, which for some reason was very popular in Sweden. So he's got very well known in Sweden. He tried to be James Bond when Roger Moore was retiring, but Timothy Dalton managed to bag the role and so on. I remember seeing him in Riley, Ace of Spies in 1983 about Riley, that Russian pro-British agent. Yeah, the one of the ones set in what's it called in Azerbaijan and stuff like that. So he's in lots and lots of shows. The Hunt for the Red October. He could do accents. Jurassic Park. That's probably when I first saw him in 1993. I remember it being in the cinema when it came out. Seeing some girls about my age and think, well, I want to impress them. And then I was really frightened when the big dinosaur came along. So that one, I completely failed on that one. And so it was such a smash hit, Jurassic Park. And there's Jurassic Park stuff at McDonald's and Jurassic Park dolls and everything like that. The merchandising made a fortune out of it. So many, many other things. He was in Jurassic Park 3. I don't think it was in Jurassic Park 2, but, you know, sequel near equal prequel and so forth. So he was in the Tudors, and his role was Thomas Cardinal Wolsey. So he didn't spend that much of his adult life in New Zealand. He was in Alcatraz. So, yeah, he was well-liked by just about everybody. But he had a wild and rambunctious youth. So he had a child with a girlfriend. It was not a very serious relationship when he was in his 20s. The baby was given up for adoption, but he managed to meet his child in 1994, the first time since his son was an infant. So, yeah, he had another child with Lisa Harrow, who was an actress. Was his girlfriend way back in 1981. Then he finally got married to Noriko Watanabe, a Japanese woman, and had a daughter with her in 1989. And so on, but he split from her, and he had a long-term girlfriend, or fairly long-term girlfriend, He's got three children, got eight grandchildren. That's it. So he's into winemaking. He owns a vineyard and wineries and stuff like that. As a lovey, surprise, surprise, he's been a leftist, supported that appalling bigot and oppressor, Jacinda Ardern, and so on. He's against open cast mining. What I hadn't realized is he was suffering from cancer for about 4 years, a blood cancer, and chemotherapy didn't work. So he died in Australia. That's it. He'd won so many awards, Golden Globe Awards, and so on. Monte Carlo TV Festival awards in Australia, and they've got awards in New Zealand and things like that. He did write an autobiography. So that's he'll be sorely missed. Nobody seems to have a bad word to say about Sam Neill. What do you think, Sam Neill? Northern Ireland's finest actor. Didn't particularly identify with Northern Ireland or Ireland generally. I'm not sure if he ever went back. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. The name of PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.